Friday. It's booze and reviews time with our friend Richard Krause. And Richard, always money when it comes to this segment. I love this segment, but also I think Richard is going to disappoint us. Not on his segment,
hey,
but
now.
There was a movie that I was hoping.
I can
that
hear was, you, Jim.
I know. There's a movie that I was hoping would be good, and we'll get to... I guess we're going to do the movies first, but there was a movie that I hope is good, but I have a feeling that it's going to be not so great. So, booze and reviews. There's a great drink that we're going to talk about with Richard in a couple of seconds' time. Richard, it's been an interesting week. Actually, I was going to call you. I was going to do two segments with you today because I was trying to scrape the barrel and find out how we could beat a dead horse again and talk about Will Smith. There might be a way that we'll do that later on, but I don't think that there's a lot. So, are you ready to do the movies?
I am ready.
Here we go. First movie from Richard Krause on Booze and Reviews.
In Morbius, now playing in theaters, Jared Leto plays Michael Morbius, a biochemist who tries to cure himself of a rare blood disease. But when his experiment goes wrong, he inadvertently infects himself with a form of vampirism.
People are strange.
Dr. Michael Morbius, you've been missing for 2 months.
When you're a stranger.
Then you were found on a container ship that washed up off of Long Island.
Faces look ugly when you're alone.
I have increased strength and speed and some form of bat radar.
What did you do to yourself, Doctor?
I wish I knew.
Who the hell are you, man?
It's Dr. Michael Morbius at your service.
Oh my goodness. I wanted this to be good. This is the movie I was talking about, Richard. I have a feeling that it's going to be awful, so I'm going to give it 1 star.
Well, you're close. It can only be said one way. Morbius sucks more than just blood. Likely undone by a PG-13 rating that must have shaved off some of what could have been effective horror elements. It's a defanged vampire movie with no bite. And that's why I gave Morbius, now playing in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars.
Wow, I love that. Read that first line again. That's a great first line.
It can only be said one way. Morbius sucks more than just blood.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, what, Richard, is the next movie on Booze and Reviews?
In the wild sci-fi action movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, now playing in theaters, a Chinese immigrant is swept up in an adventure where she alone can save the world by exploring other universes and connecting the lives that she could have led.
There's a great evil spreading throughout the many universes. And you may be our only chance of stopping it.
Don't make me fight you. I am really good.
I don't believe you.
I don't, that's a hard one for me. I don't know why. I'm going to say 3.5.
You're close. You can say a lot of things about Everything Everywhere All at Once, but you can't say that you've ever seen anything quite like it before. An eye-popping reflection on the power of kindness and love to heal the world's problems. It is simultaneously exhilarating and a little bit exhausting. The directors, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, known collectively as the Daniels, mix and match everything from family drama and tax problems to martial arts and metaphysics into a whimsical story that moves at the speed of light. And that's why I gave Everything Everywhere All at Once 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Stars.
Wow.
It's great. And next week on my radio show, Saturday night at 8 o'clock,
yep,
I have Ki Hwae Kwan, who is the male star of this movie. You'll probably remember him as Shortlong in the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom movie. Yep. He's amazing in this movie, and he tells you it's such a great interview. I can't wait for people to hear it. So,
we need to plug that podcast more because you get some fantastic guests, and more people need to know about it. So every Friday, maybe we'll ask you what is coming up on your podcast, because cool. it is fantastic. What is the what, that's the wrong music. What's the third movie here, Richard?
In the Bubble, the new all-star Judd Apatow comedy, now streaming on Netflix, the cast and crew of a blockbuster action franchise attempts to shoot a sequel while quarantining at a posh hotel.
Thank you for joining us in our bubble.
Please make sure you're wearing proper PPE.
physical touch is, of course, off the table. So I would recommend making sweet eyes at each other.
This movie's gonna make the world forget about all their problems. What we're doing is edgy. It's real.
Crystal just did a TikTok with a dinosaur.
Are you nervous to meet the dinosaurs?
Mom, they're not real.
I thought there was an elephant wearing a mask or something.
I don't know anything. I'm gonna say 2 stars, Richard.
Yeah, you're closer to the general feeling about this movie. I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes today, and I am one of the lone people who liked it. The pandemic backdrop of the bubble is a serious, all too recent memory, but luckily the movie doesn't take itself too seriously. Judd Apatow, whose streak of sticking with a story for just a little bit too long is uninterrupted here, but he finds the right tone, and as the story and characters spin out of control, he finds the funny and doesn't let it go. And that's why I gave The Bubble, now streaming on Netflix, 3.5 out of 5 stars. But I stand alone in the field on that one.
All right. That's fantastic. That second movie that you mentioned, where is it streaming or is it in theaters? It's
in theaters.
Okay.
It's in theaters. So it's called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And it will be opening much wider on April 8th. It's just in a few theaters now. Next week, it'll be everywhere.
Booze and Reviews with Richard Krause. Richard, what's the drink this week?
The drink is probably the strongest ever contender for playing a round of the game Stump the Bartender. If you want to try and mention a drink that the bartender can't make, I thought we would celebrate Everything Everywhere All at Once with a record-breaking cocktail featuring 71 different ingredients.
Can I interrupt you? Because thought you made a mistake when you sent me the... Because Richard always sends an email with the ingredients, and I was like, this can't be right! Like, yep. There's 3 pages of ingredients here, but continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, the notes are probably funnier than the segment's going to be because there are so many ingredients. And I purposely put them up for you to have a look at. 71 ingredients, and it was created by a guy in Glasgow called Mal Spence. And it's called the Commonwealth Cocktail. And it contains more ingredients than any other cocktail in the world. And it's got like Tanzanian cloves in it, Belizean dragon fruit, Malaysian spices. There's English red apple and Scottish wild strawberry. It's got one ingredient from all sorts of different Commonwealth countries. And then the booze base is Scotch. So you'll never find this anywhere. But I mean, it's just got the craziest, like there's okra in it from Jamaica, a devil's horse whip from Montserrat, Wales. There's something called wild cotton Easter in it. And it's just a distillation of all that stuff. He apparently tried over 300 ingredients until he found the magic 71 plus the Scotch that made this this cocktail so special.
It says from Canada, a Loganberry. I had to Google what a Loganberry was.
That's from Newfoundland. I think that's most prevalent on the East Coast, specifically in Newfoundland.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Is there any update? Never mind. I don't want to talk about it.
They're saying that the police said, hey, we don't want to escort Will Smith out of here now. So it's a different story every single day. If we're still beating the dead horse story.
Well, okay. We will, beat the dead horse one more time, folks. So the latest is the cops said that they didn't want to escort him out.
This is what I'm hearing. So there was a big discussion as to whether he should stay in the room or not. Now, we've been told that he said, I would prefer to stay. Then we were told that the producer of the show, Will Packer, said, well, let him stay because he doesn't want to leave and we don't want to see him. And then apparently now we're hearing that the LAPD said, yeah, we don't really want to escort him out in the middle of the Oscars.
Yeah. All right. Keep paying attention, folks, because the story is always evolving. That's day number 5 or 6, depending on how you count the days. Have a great weekend. Looking forward to some of those movies this weekend, Richard. Booze and Reviews will be up online for you to enjoy and share with friends in probably about an hour.